When you walk into a church, hopefully it elicits some sign, some sort of vision of the heavenly banquet. On my recent trip to Rome, and I know the seminarians are tired of hearing about that trip to Rome, I saw a lot of beautiful churches. And every church that I would go into, you'd take your breath away, because it was beautiful. There were so many signs and images, so many signs and images that told about God's love. And when you walk into a beautiful church and your breath is taken away, it's supposed to tell you, this is just a little sliver of what the heavenly banquet is going to be like. In today's first reading, we hear that description from the book of Revelation about the heavenly throne, about the angels clothed in white singing and proclaiming God's love. And that's the image that hopefully we get when we walk into a church. And a fun fact, this church, this chapel, was based on the image of the tree of life from the book of Revelation. That we're all connected to the tree of life. We're called to be rooted in Christ, and we all have a place in this tree of life. So when we go into a church, when we go into a chapel, hopefully it gives us that sense that this is a little sliver of what heaven is going to be like. Today we celebrate the Feast of All Saints. And hopefully, God will call us one day to be saints, to join Him in the heavenly banquet, to join Him forever in the halls of heaven. And sometimes when I'm praying and celebrating a Mass someplace and there's a lot of empty chairs, sometimes I get frustrated, because you're like, where is everybody? This is a chance for us to praise God, for us to gather around His love, to celebrate the Eucharist, to receive that great treasure that He gives us. But instead of getting frustrated and upset because there aren't people here, what I do is I imagine that the empty pews, the empty seats are filled with the saints. That the saints come down and they join us in this wonderful liturgy. But it's not just that the saints come down. When we celebrate the Eucharist, we're lifted up and we merge together with all of the angels and saints in heaven. This is a beautiful chapel to be reminded of that great image of all of the saints that pray with us as we celebrate God's glory, as we celebrate this wonderful sacrament. Had a powerful moment of this image a few Christmases ago. My mom's dad passed away 3 years ago. And that first Christmas after his death, I was exhausted because of all of the schedule of Masses. And we just had moved into a new church at St. Martha's. It was packed. It was crazy. Tons of people. My grandfather, for his career, was a fire marshal. And I remember having the thought Christmas Eve, like, I wonder what my grandfather would say about this many people in this building breaking the fire code. It was not a safe place. But I remember celebrating Mass on Christmas Day. I was exhausted, I was tired, had celebrated all of the Masses leading up. And I remember walking down the aisle saying, Lord, I have nothing left. All right, I give all that I need to be today to You because I've got nothing left. And it was the most prayerful that I had ever been. It was the most prayerful that I had ever been as a priest in praying for the world, praying for everybody that was present. What a powerful moment when I was celebrating the Eucharist. I had that same vision of imagining the angels and saints being there praying with us. And in that very, 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 very packed church, I had a very clear vision of my grandfather at the doors of the church in his fire marshal gear. I was kind of taken aback by that, but then he made this little motion. And behind him were people from the parish that I had celebrated the funerals for. I remember seeing Kate, 16-year-old, who died in a car accident. I remember seeing Luke, who was a soldier, a Marine, that died in Iraq. I remember seeing little Mary, who was a 2-year-old, that drowned in the pool. I remember Jean, who lost a courageous battle with cancer. And then a whole bunch of faces and other people. And I didn't know who they were. But in here, I knew who they were. They were the loved ones of all the people that were at Mass that day. And they were joining us in that Eucharistic banquet. That the saints and the angels were joining with us, celebrating praise. That's what happens when we celebrate Eucharist. The angels and the saints, they join us. They pray with us. I'm going to give you permission today to do something. During the Eucharistic prayer, we're going to pray Eucharistic Prayer 1. It's the Roman canon. It's got the long list of all of the saints. Not all of the saints, as one of the priests pointed out to me in the sacristy before Mass, but a good list of the saints. A good list of the saints. And so I'm going to give you permission today during the Eucharistic prayer to allow that image to come to you and to your heart and your soul. And I want you to imagine all of the angels and saints joining us. Those canonized saints that you have a special connection to. Those canonized saints that you ask for intercessions and for prayers. But I'd also ask you to imagine all your loved ones being here with us, praying, celebrating, interceding for us on our behalf, just like we're told they do in that book of Revelation. Because that's the reality of what happens when we celebrate Eucharist. Our loved ones are here with us. They're praying with us. They're holding us up. They're interceding for us. And they're waiting. They're hoping for that day when we can join them in that eternal banquet. When we can experience the fullness of God's love in the kingdom of heaven. So as we pray today, we pray for a lot of things. We pray, first of all, for an increase in vocations of priesthood and religious life for all of you that are involved in that ministry throughout the diocese. We also pray for all of our loved ones that have gone before us. We ask the saints to pray for us, to intercede for us. And we ask God to guide us and to grant us His love so that we can have a little sliver of that experience of the heavenly banquet. As we prepare today to celebrate this great feast, as we prepare to celebrate the Eucharist, we ask the Lord to come into our hearts, to give us that little sliver, that little taste of heaven, so that our longing, so that our hearts desire celebrating forever in heaven with our God, with all the angels and saints, and with our loved ones that have gone before us.